When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
We're going to allow someone to continue to throw stuff at the wall and see if it sticks.
Florio, he likes to put stuff out there.
I don't condone this, and I think it's reckless. I think it's stupid. I think it's dumb. But
yes,
I mean, there's a lot of phrases for that kind of thing. What'd you say? Throwing something at the wall
and seeing what sticks.
Yeah, I heard it once from a friend who had used to be in advertising. He said, "You know, let me run this up the flagpole."
Yeah,
you know, there's that one.
Like I was saying, at the ad agency, when we reach a point like this in a meeting, there's always some character ready with an idea, and it kills me. I mean, it's the weirdest thing sometimes, the way they precede their idea with some little phrase. You know, like some account exec will go, "Well, here's an idea. Let's run it up the flagpole, see if anyone sings the national anthem." Or, "Here's an idea. Let's put it on the bus, see if it gets off of Wall Street." I mean, it's idiotic, really, but it's funny.
I heard another one, like, "Let me put this out on the front porch and see if the cat licks it up." I actually heard that in conversation. Like, this is...
You did?
Yeah. And I was like, wait a minute. Slow down, man.
Nobody else has an idea. I might have a cutie here. I mean, I haven't given it much thought, but let's throw it out on the stoop and see if the cat licks it up.
The cat licks it up?
Yeah. It's the boy.
Slow down. We were talking about something with a band, like how to promote the band. He's like, "Let me throw this out on the front porch and see if the cat licks it up." And I'm like, stop.
Yeah,
right there.
You should have told that person to stop.
I did.
Stop.
I told him to stop. I was like, "You don't need to do that. You're trying too hard.
You're trying so hard."
Hey, I tell you what. You can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it?
What? I'm failing to make the connection here, son.
No, I mean, you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a butcher's... No, it's got to be your bull.
Wow.
Here's the deal. If I want you...
You have derailed.
Shut up, Richard.
The official adventures of...
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. There is a lot for us to do on today's show. There is some breaking White Sox news, which we will get to momentarily. We are going to talk about the strange situation in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Jason Leisure is going to be on the show. He's going to give us thoughts on what's happening with your Chicago Bears, plus other stuff. I'm Lawrence. That man
Hi. Is
Matt Spiegel. This is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Tanny is here. Shane is here, although he won't be here long because I feel like he's not coming back. Like when we,
I'll come back.
I'm okay if you decide that you want to stay at the party.
No, it's okay. I know you guys don't need me, but I want to come back.
We do need you.
Okay.
Spiritually.
It sounds like they don't want you, though.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it. Thank you for saying it. I wasn't going to, but yeah, no, that's been very clear for a while.
Oh man. Don't be that
guy.
You
speak now or forever hold your resentments.
Boy, you.
But Shane is going to check in on the holiday party.
He's going to infiltrate it, damn it.
Because they always have the holiday party on when the afternoon show is on.
What the hell, man? It's like that party is supposed to be for your hardest workers, the ones who show up every day slinging the sports talk, so America can know what's happening in this town. It's supposed to be for us, damn it.
Yeah, how's it feel, Lawrence? Did you ever advocate for us when you were at the midday show, partying it up?
You could go to all the parties and have a great time.
Enjoy yourself, then? Yeah.
I don't go to those parties.
All right, well, that's fair.
Only bad stuff can happen at those parties, so I don't go to them.
Fingers crossed, baby.
That's true.
This one's at the Millennium Park skating rink, so I'm going to go get some laps in.
So skates, hard ice, and sharp knives that people are skating on.
Listen.
Got it. And booze.
And booze.
Hey,
sounds
Shane,
like a hell of a time.
No matter how tempted you are, no cross-checking, okay? Do not unload on a boss, no matter how tempted you
are.
Dude,
if I see Chad Feldman.
That's what I was going to say.
All bets are off, brother.
Chad looks like the lead singer of Sublime today. So you just go ahead and you can just take care of business with that if you want.
Stay away from Annette Front Presence if she's over there.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. She's lovely. She's lovely. I hope she's wearing a dress today.
She is checking for sure. There's no doubt about that. So that's what we've got coming up on the show today. There is breaking White Sox news. And it was met with, I don't care, from Chris Tannehill.
That was sad.
It was chilling.
Yeah, it was.
It was chilling.
Mm-hmm.
You're Mr. White Sox and you're Captain White Sox. So Captain White Sox over here, well, Tanny.
I've been dishonorably discharged from my position.
Yes, you have.
As White Sox captain.
The apathy is fully kicked in for him.
I said, how do you feel about this Garrett Crochet trade? And he's like, I don't. He didn't even turn around and look at me. He was like, I don't care.
Man.
That's chilling, man.
Well, that and maybe he knows deep down what is the truth about this thing. Because we can talk about the prospects and we can hump that idea as much as we want. And there is a haul and there's one of those prospects who I really, really like an awful lot. But the main point is this. This is an emblem of organizational failure when it's logical at all to send this guy away. You know how hard it is to hit on the number 11 draft pick and 4 years later have the guy with the best strikeout rate of any starting pitcher in baseball? They nailed it. And it's so difficult to do that. It's the number 11 pick in the draft, and you took a guy with a spotty injury history, and however it happened, you took him in 2020. There are only four All-Stars from that draft around Major League Baseball.
Wow.
One is Jordan Westberg. The other two are Braves picks. Spencer Strider at 126, Bryce Elder at 156. But you got Garrett Crochet at number 11 from that pick, and he's above Chris Sale, Tariq Skubal, and Sonny Gray in strikeout rate as a starting pitcher. He's absolutely dominant. This is the pinnacle of what you want, a front-of-the-rotation starter who's super cheap for the next couple of years, and you're so bad at everything else as an organization that you have to send him away with prayers that your prospect haul is worth it. And you're 8 years removed from doing it with Chris Sale, and we know how that turned out.
Sending him to the exact same team.
And they won a World Series where he got the final out.
Yeah.
And your pieces that you got from it gave you mixed results and eventually all left you with nothing. It's a brutal emblem of a bad organization. And we can talk about the prospect haul, but don't lose sight of the headline here.
Not a haul. We need to stop using that term. Like, we really do, because it's questionable, because you saw it play out here with the Sale trade. Well, you know how good Moncada is and where he ranks. Wasn't he the number one prospect in baseball when they made that trade?
He was top five.
He was, Lawrence, and that's the thing about that. You know, the guys from that trade, Moncada, you know, Kopech, Basabe,
Luis Basabe,
who never made the major leagues with the White Sox, I don't believe. So that goes to show, like, with these trades, like, one guy is ultimately just never going to make it. And you're lucky if one guy is even an all-star out of these halls. You know?
Right. Now, it's four of the Red Sox top 14. And it is one clear top 100 guy in the catcher, Teal, and another one just on the outside in the outfielder, Braden Montgomery. And now the White Sox have six of the top 59 prospects in baseball.
Congratulations.
Right, exactly. All of that. And it feels good that can, but it feels empty because you don't trust the rest of the entire organization to actually turn that into winning baseball.
I don't trust it because of what you said earlier. You were talking about the draft, and you were saying, look, in the draft, in that entire draft, there are how many All-Stars?
Four All-Stars from that draft 4 years ago.
Four. Mm-hmm. So now we're talking
about... Soon to be 5 years ago.
We're talking about, oh, well, look at all these picks, and they're in the top one there. In the MLB pipeline, top 100. I don't give a bleep.
It's the last two Red Sox first-round draft picks.
And the thing is, like, I'm not even mad at the White Sox. I'm mad at all of us for then throwing all that we can into the hope bucket on prospects that almost never work out. Like, and the sale trade, that's why I mentioned the Moncada thing. Moncada was a can't miss.
Yeah.
Moncada was that dude. All of those things. And now what? You know, you're 8 years later and look what happened.
They did ask for Rafael Devers and the Red Sox said no 8 years ago.
Right, because
they also asked for Andrew Benintendi in that deal.
They got him. And the Red Sox said no.
Kenny gets his guy.
Well, yeah.
They also asked for Ken Griffey Jr. and Manny Ramirez.
And Sean Figgins.
Jimmy Rollins.
Sean Figgins. That's pretty good. That's
good pull right there.
How old is Sean these days? And can
not
he still play third,
not
third
play.
Base? That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
It's pronounced Chone. Okay? Get it right.
Well, one guy called him another name. We can't say it.
No.
46.
I mean.
Should we call him?
Well, that probably makes him third base coach for the White Sox, right? That's the way that you can get him into the organization.
He's no OC, I'll tell you that. It's my guy Grady, the OC.
The OC. Bring him in for the Bears. They need an OC right now.
Is he going to be up in the booth or is he going to be on the field? Where's he going to be? That's the only thing I care about right now.
Where's he calling plays from? I want to see him with a laminated sheet in front of his mouth.
covering his mouth. Yeah, just saying home run, grand slam.
He's on headset the entire time.
Rare funny tweet from John Greenberg saying, when's the last time one Sports City hired four offensive coordinators in 1 year?
That's funny.
Well, he doesn't have many, but he hit on that one.
Why are you at war with John Greenberg?
I don't know. I just like to be. I love John Greenberg. We're constantly back and skipping back and forth.
Well,
I love John Greenberg.
There's just some stuff that I still don't quite know.
I love
so
John.
I want to.
Yeah, no, I think that was tongue-in-cheek. Me, I don't even follow him. So thank you for sharing
that. Oh, you should.
That.
He's funny.
Nah, I'm good.
Wow. What's your beef with John Greenberg?
I know. We'll talk about it another time. We got a lot to do.
Is it the 6,000-word pieces that he puts together on other shows? Is
that
what it is?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Even though he primarily listens to this one?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I understand. I get it. I get where you're coming
from. No. That's not it. It's the consistent cheap shot jokes every single time my play-by-play is referenced. Like I'm only a gimmick. Like, it's only a gimmick to you, Greenberg.
It's real to me,
it's
damn
real
it
to me, sir. I take those opportunities seriously. Try to be good at it.
You have a whole podcast about it.
That's right. That's right.
And you've been siphoning as much information as you can from the greats.
It's the only way I can do it.
Every week.
I don't have time to go to the minors and do 130 games. I'm busy right here with you. I don't have time to do it the old-fashioned way.
Get Joe Buck on the pod.
I gotta go right to the Hall of Famers and glean information. With that said, congratulations to PBP guest Tom Hamilton on getting into the Hall of Fame, the Ford C. Frick Award winner. He's a lovely, lovely guy.
Congratulations.
And a phenomenal broadcaster.
Should we continue to talk about this? Because there is a point that you made that I would like to go back to that I think is what's fueling Tanny's nihilism about the White Sox.
Yeah, we can do that. We've got tons of great Bear stuff for you later. And while we're doing that, we can also update what seems to be a very real story on the other side of town, too.
Yeah, we got to talk about what's happening with the Cubs. Jason Leisure is going to join us at 3 o'clock. I want to get to the bottom of the nihilism, and I think I have a reason why, as the White Sox trade Garrett Crochet. We'll discuss all of that and more next on The Score.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Thank you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.